Today we're looking at some of the growth of the church in an area of Mongolia through Asian Access. And we're speaking with Chin Zurig, who is one of the A2 leaders in the area. And you forgive me, Chin Zurig, if I don't actually try to pronounce your last name.
No problem.
Okay.
I understand.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about the success you guys have seen with Asian Access in Mongolia. Really, when people look at Mongolia, there's not a real clear understanding about how people respond to the gospel. So, in a nutshell, right. Can you tell us what's going on?
First of all, I was part of the A2 training myself. So I was lucky to be on the first batch. So I have experience of how A2 ministry has influenced me and how blessed me and my church and all the pastors that have been the part of the program. And we deal with leaders development. And so we come up with a holistic approach. It's not only that classroom teaching, but it's integrated. It has very good integrated curriculum. It has an on-job approach. It's a life transformational because one program, one batch is for 3 years. So we are students for 3 years. And then we develop, first of all, a relationship as friends, coming from different backgrounds, pastors from different denominations. And we become a true family, true community where the learning is happening. So the A2 ministry really blessed Mongolian church strategically because we choose key leaders in the nation. And then we channel the resourcing and channel the blessing into a few people, like up to 12, 15 people in one batch. By blessing, by training those key leaders, we see great, we already have seen great transformation in our nation. Selecting key people and investing in those people during 3 years, and then we see how they, in their turn, influence the churches and then multiply churches and grow their leaders.
Now, Christianity in and of itself in Mongolia is still a minority religion, but there are indications that really the message of Christ is actually gathering a lot of steam in Mongolia. Since A2 began its work, when you first got involved with it, say, 15 years ago, what kind of growth have you seen?
We have a modern Christian history from 1994. From 1919. So we were privileged to be the very first generation of Christians. And since we had A2 program ministry in Mongolia, we were strategically, we influenced strategically the church, and we changed a lot of paradigm in the pastors, in a traditional perspective. So we have up to 5% reached 5% of the population is a Christian by conservative figures. So it's not only growing in numbers, but it's also growing in quality. I would say we have distinct differences compared to other nations, because it's young and it's also benefiting from all time churches, from all denominations, and from all good world-class teaching.
Now, I want to make a note here that as you were describing the early Christian history of 1990 from Mongolia, that's because Mongolia finally ended the communist regime. So as we're looking at some of the challenges that the ministry faces, one of those things is to kind of help change the thinking of what happens with communism, isn't it?
Correct. And we had communism was a very strong, it was a very strong bondage, bonded people's minds, and we were all full of fear and, you know, the mentality. But when first missionaries came in, which was after the democracy was introduced into Mongolia, we became, we received a great chance to access the rest of the world, you know. And we, it's not only matter of, it was God's timing, because he opened all the channels and that we could get the idea about the world, you know, about the Western world, especially. And then gospel was introduced. So it was not only like beginning of the church, but it was beginning of a new page in the development of our nation.
So let me ask you.
And also jumping in, I forgot to. Go ahead.
Well, I just kind of wanted to say, you know, aside from that challenge, as being in the first generation of kind of laying the groundwork for everything, that's pretty heavy on your shoulders. What other challenges are facing ministry in Mongolia today?
I think I forgot to answer to one of the previous questions, but answering to that question, how about you know, about the receptivity of Mongolian people? Yes, in the beginning, there was huge interest for Christ, because it was a strong Buddhist country. And then after communism was introduced, it became a very strong theist country. And then afterward, you know, we were all struggling in the socio-political change, because we transitioned from a centralized economy into the market economy. So people were in search of truth and meaning in life in different on different level. So right that moment, the gospel was introduced. So in the beginning, we had huge interest. So first churches just bloomed up to like 500 people in attendance and all that. But right now, after almost like 23 years, it's now we the church has been matured, and people, there is no one who hasn't heard about gospel. So people, and it's the nation, the society is becoming more and more materialistic. So I think people's interest is changing down, but the witness of Christ with, you know, from the churches and from Christian individuals really changing people's attitudes. The one who have close contact with Christians, they really interested in, we feel like still the door is wide open.
So, you know, as we are talking about the effectiveness of the training from Asian Access, what have you seen specifically with the graduates that come through the program as they're making a difference in this early, early stage of where you're seeing the church?
One of the strong changes we make is that we bond pastors that come from different backgrounds. As I said previously, we become a true family, very strong community. So that erases denominational boundaries, and we become really good friends. We just graduated our fifth batch, but all the pastors starting from the first batch are still, we're still like one big community. So we fellowship with each other, and we keep each other accountable. So it's like uniting the key leaders, means uniting the Church of Mongolia itself. So we've seen great sense of unity, and we have officially a vision statement for the Church of Mongolia, and we have official, set values for the nation. So we all consider the Church of Mongolia is one church, but, you know, different local churches, but still we see one church. So there is great sense of unity, and A2 played a huge role in uniting the pastors. We before that, we didn't have this unity, actually.
How can people pray for the church leaders and for those that are involved with Asian Access?
Keeping the priority right, like we want to have actually one of our core values is a love relationship with God. So we want the pastors continue growing in their relationship with Christ and also growing in the in a relationship with spouses and in children, meaning, you know, in the family. So if all of us have strong, continually have strong, genuine relationship with God and strong witness as a good husbands or wives or good parents, we will eventually be a huge witness. So that would be like overall, overarching, huge request, prayer request to pray. And also to probably to also adding to that, having mentors in everybody's lives, especially in rural areas where it's hard for pastors to find their own caliber leaders and, you know, have openness towards each other. So that would be another thing to pray.
Again, we've been speaking with Chinzorig Jigjigsar. I'm sorry, I'm not even going to try your last name again. But he's working with Asian Access in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. We've been finding out a little bit about how the program has actually helped to shape the face of the growing church that is there. And if you want to know more about what they're doing, you can check it out through the website, asianaccess.org. That's asianaccess.org. Chinzorig, thank you so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.